Professor, I think you've done a marvelous job of deconstructing American foreign policy and a lot of the myths that are used to rationalize it. I wonder if you could talk some more about where we go from here, where the Israelis go from here, where the Palestinians go from here.
Oh, can we just pick one?
Talk about us. I mean, Israelis and Palestinians, if
I can just make a brief comment, I think you would find that in all those constituencies, a vast majority of the population, out of fear, in some cases very justified, feels that all the actions are justified in terms of self-defense, which 9/11 sort of underscores for most Americans.
Well, I'm not interested in giving lectures to Palestinians and Israelis. I mean, when I'm in Tel Aviv or when I'm in Birzeit, I tell them what I think they should do, but I'm here, okay? So I think we should ask what we should do. What we should do is very straightforward and simple and within our reach. First of all, break through the doctrinal constraints, which are rigid, and find out what's going on, okay? Once you find out what's going on, well, you maybe agree that I'm right or you may think I'm wrong, but whatever it'll be, you'll at least know what's going on when you look at the maps and so on. And if what I said turns out to be more or less accurate, it's clear what we ought to do. We ought to change U.S. policy so that it no longer is the major impediment to peace in the region. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's a pretty conservative view. You know, it means taking the position of the majority of the American population and even the formal position of the U.S. government and saying, okay, let's do it. And we know how to do it. Israel will respond to what the U.S. says. They have to. They have no choice. And they always do when the push comes to shove. If there's any resistance, you just make a hint that maybe we'll suspend arms shipments for a little while. But there's no real need. If the U.S. agrees to accept the long-standing international consensus on this and the position of its own population, yeah, you can move towards the kind of settlement that everyone more or less agrees is the only short-term possibility, some kind of two-state settlement on the internationally recognized borders. With all the wording that I just repeated from the 1976 declaration that comes from UN 242, the rights of both states in the region, the peace and security, and so on and so forth, the Palestinian state would certainly be disarmed. There could be some border adjustment, you know, mutual adjustments. There might be some territorial trading. These are all technicalities. The main thing is to agree to the general point that there can be a viable Palestinian state. Unless that's agreed to, there won't be any progress, and the U.S. has so far totally refused that.